Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 1st, 1975, in Denver, Colorado.
Those persons who are performing many processes of atonement cannot become purified by such atonement due to their being non-devotees, just as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified even if it is washed by all the rivers combined together.
Prayaschittani chinnani narayana parangmukham na nishpanti rajendra surakumbham vibhapaya. Vibhapaya. So, here is one significant word. Surakumbham. Everything is washed very nicely. If you go to the river, you can wash very nicely. But just see how much infectious is liquor, that any pot or any bottle which was filled up with liquor, they cannot be purified. This is Vedic civilization. How much condemned is liquor? Because a pot was filled up with liquor, you cannot use it for any other purpose. It is lost. Even if you wash it very nice, no, it will not be accepted, finished. Similarly, there are many processes of purification. They cannot be as useful as Bhagavad Bhakti. Bhagavad Bhakti is so nice that Krishna says that you surrender to me, sarva-dharmān parityajya, and immediately you become immune from all reaction of sinful act. Immediate. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhasya. Bhagavad Bhakti is so strong. In many places it is stated in the śāstra, dharma-śāṇu-śṭhita-puṁśāṁ-viśyakṣīna-kathāsa-jat nūpādaya-dhira-thiṁ-jadī-śrimayavai-kevalam. So, there are different varieties of religious system. But if you execute your particular type of religious system very perfectly, but the result, if you do not become attached to Krishna, your love for Krishna is not awakened, then simply by performing such a ritualistic ceremony or rules and regulations of your religious system, if you do not become, develop yourself to love God, then it is all useless to a sattva. There is no meaning. That is the test. How to become, how to advance in loving service of the Lord. That is, then you are religious, you are philosopher, you are great man, you are everything. Otherwise, if you do not awaken your dormant love for Krishna or God, then all such labor is useless. Samayivaikiva. Dharmasyanasthitapungsangpushvishyakshenakathasujyatnutpadayadayati. By performing religious ceremonies or following the religious principle, the test is how one has become advanced in the loving service of the Lord. This is it. And the example is very strong. that surakumbham vibhavaka. Surakumbham, the pot which contains liquor, it cannot be purified. That was so strictly prohibited about liquor. Sakit mana krishna padar vindayo vindayo nivesitanat tad gunaragi jairiha nati jamanga pasa bhitascha tad vatan sapni pipasanti hichinna niskita. Therefore Rupa Goswami has recommended that somehow or other you become Krishna conscious. Jena tena prakarena mana krishna nivesaye. That is the recommendation of Rupa Goswami. Somehow or other you engage your mind in Krishna. Then your life will be successful. Samana, do anything, but you remember Krishna. That is instruction in Bhagavad Gita also. Yuddhasya mam anusmara. You fight at the same time, you remember me. How it is possible? I am busy and I have to remember Krishna. Sometimes this argument is put forward. But that argument is not strong. Rupa Goswami has given a very nice example that a woman, if she is attached to some man and she has a fixed up time to meet the man at some place or at some hour, so she may be engaged in household affairs very busily, but she is expecting when that hour will come. This is very factual example. The mind is there when that meeting will take place. Similarly, you can remember Krishna. It is a crude example, but it is possible that you be busy in so many ways, but at the same time you can remember Krishna. That is what. That is Krishna consciousness. We have no objection. You do business, you do this, you do that. But if you can always remember Krishna, then your life is successful. It doesn't matter. Jena tena prakarena mana krishna nivesana. And if you remember always Krishna, that means you are becoming purified. You are purified immediately. That is required. Prayaschitta and other things, they may be temporary. That is, we are discussing this point. The real point is that Narayana parangmukham, without thinking of Narayana or Krishna or Vishnu, no other method will be able to purify. There are many places. Vitarāga bhayakrodha manmanā. What is that verse? Vitarāga bhayakrodha māmupāsita. The simple process to become purified. And that simple process is this chant. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this name Krishna is reminding me. I must hear and I must chant with the tongue, then you keep yourself always in Krishna consciousness. Our method is very simple. It doesn't require much education or to become rich or become beautiful or become to take birth in high family. No. In any condition. Ahituki apratihata. If you want to chant Hare Krishna mantra, there is no impediment in the world. You can, walking on the street, you can chant Hare Krishna. That will keep you purified. No other method. This is the purport of this verse. Prayaschittani chinnani narayana parangamukha nanishpunti rajendra surakumbham vivapayam. So, this purificatory process, bhakti means purificatory process, we are impure. Because we are impure, therefore we are undergoing so many tribulations, so many miserable condition of life. Otherwise we are spirit soul, anandamaya vyasa. Our position is anandamaya. Anandamaya, this is the Vedanta Sutra, anandamaya by nature, spirit soul is anandamaya, always full of jolly. You see Krishna? Krishna is full of jolly. Always you see pictures of Krishna. Either he is playing with the cowherd's boy, or either he is killing some demon. He is laughing very sportively. He is killing. And what to speak of with the gopis and Radharani? Because he is Satchidananda Vigraha, always full of happiness and bliss. And we are also part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore our position is the same, maybe in a small scale. But the position is the same. Anandamaya vyasat, anandamaya. So why you should be morose? Why you should be unhappy? Because we are now at the present moment covered with the sinful reaction of our life. So if we purify ourselves, tapasā brahmacarjena, we have already discussed, or that we will discuss later. the human life is meant for that. Purify. Don't keep yourself unclean. Purify. Then you regain your original spiritual life. That is the only business. But unfortunately, we are not interested in purifying, but we are interested to be more implicated by being impure. A diseased man, if he is to cure, to be cured, he must follow the rules and regulations as prescribed by the physician. And if he does not follow the rules and regulations, whatever he likes he does, then the disease will increase. Disease will increase. We shall be careful to follow the rules and regulations. And another complaint I was hearing, that we are not taking prasadam, especially the grihasthas. No, that is not good. You should take prasadam. Krishna vara dayamaya karivare jivhajaya sap prasadanna dilabhaya. Sei prasadanna pao radha krishna guna gao. Premidako Chaitanyani. Krishna Varada, our tongue is the greatest enemy. Taramadya Jivhavati Lobamaya Sudhunvati. The tongue is the greatest enemy. And if you can control the tongue, then you can control all the senses. Otherwise tongue will dictate, give me this kind of food, give me this kind of food. And if you don't take prasadam in the temple, then our tongue is dictated, now we can prepare some nice food. Let us take it. That will not help us in our Krishna consciousness. Whatever Krishna, Krishna Varadayama, Kuribari Juva. Krishna Prasad means to control the tongue. Our main enemy is the tongue. In another place it is said, Sevan mukhi hi jivhado sameva spuratada. God realization becomes by keeping the tongue engaged in the service of the Lord. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado. The tongue has to be first of all engaged, not the hands and legs. So I have to serve Krishna. So yes, I am ready. I am expanding my hands. I am going there. But Shastra says, no, 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 not your hands and legs, but your tongue. This is all. First of all, engage your tongue. This is astonishing. How can it serve with tongue? If I have to serve, I have got my hands and legs, my eyes and hands. No, Shastra says, tongue. This is very peculiar. Saivan mukhihi jivahado swameva spurattada. If you engage your tongue, then how to engage my tongue? What is the business of my tongue? Two business only. To test or eat and chant. Chant Hare Krishna with tongue and take Krishna prasadam. He'll conquer Krishna. This is the program. Sevan mukhe hi jiv bhava. So if you do not control your tongue, if you feel inconvenient in taking prasadam, that means you are not making progress. This is it. This is the formula. Sevan mukhe hi jiv bhava. Swami was first. So in our other branches, all the devotees, they take together prasadam. That is nice. Why one should be not liking to take prasadam in the temple? What is the fault? No, this is not good. Everyone should take prasadam. You see, still, if you go to Jagannath Puri, even outsiders who go there, they do not go strictly. They don't know. They purchase prasadam. And if you go there, 1,000 men, because they are pilgrims, they are coming, there is no... You will get immediately ready prasadam, purchase from the market. The Jagannath Puri still. And there is no such thing as infection. I am taking your prasadam, remnants, whatever is left hand he is taking. Even if you are outcast, if you are not Brahmin, still there is. Because prasad is transcendent. It is not a material thing. So one must have faith that it is not material. It cannot be infected by any material things. In this way, prasad should be taken. It is called prasada seva. Not prasad enjoyment. Seva means giving service. Prasad is as good as Krishna. Therefore prasad should be respected as good as Krishna. As soon as one gets prasadam, immediately he touches on the head. Because it is Krishna. Absolute. In this way, we have to be trained up. As it is prescribed in the shastras. Those who are attached to Krishna consciousness movement and those who are attached in the service, they should take prasadam, first class prasadam. Everyone likes the taste of the prasadam. I used to go in my household life to take prasadam in the temples and pay them. I used to do that. I used to go especially in Srirampur. There are two temples, one of Jagannath and one of Radha Vallabhi. It was very nice. On Sunday I used to go to take prasadam. So you should be habituated to prasadam as far as possible, unless you are very sick. You cannot take, that is different. Otherwise you should take it. Sevan mukhi jivado. Then we'll remember Krishna and that will keep us fit and immune from all infection of material miserable condition. So prayaschittani, because if one is not Narayana Parayana, Narayana Paranga Mukho and Narayana Parayana, this is the opposite. One is Narayana, attached to Narayana, and one is detached to Narayana. So Narayana detached cannot be purified simply by performing or executing the ritualistic ceremony. That is the verdict of this. Thank you very much.